Welcome to an extra edition of the MadTech Daily, exploring the seismic implications of the US Department of Justice's proposed remedies following their landmark ruling against Google. I'm your host, Dot. Let's dive right in. The DOJ has just unveiled a series of proposals that could fundamentally reshape the digital landscape as we know it. At the heart of these recommendations is something that's sending shockwaves through the tech industry: the potential forced sale of Google Chrome and possibly even Android. Let's break down what this means. Chrome, with its massive user base of 3.45 billion people, could be worth up to $20 billion. The DOJ wants Google to divest not just the browser, but all the APIs and software for the Chromium project, which powers many other browsers like Microsoft Edge and Opera. But here's where it gets even more interesting. Android could be next on the chopping block. If competition doesn't substantially increase within 5 years of the judgment, Google might have to sell its mobile operating system too. This is huge. The proposals go far beyond just breaking up Google's assets. They're targeting the company's business practices too. Google would be banned from offering incentives to companies to stay out of the search market. They'd have to share real-time search index data, including YouTube data, and provide non-discriminatory access to user-side data. For the advertising technology industry, this could mean major changes to how data is shared and how search advertising works. The Privacy Sandbox initiative could face significant restructuring, and Google's search ads business might become more open to competition. While these proposals are groundbreaking, we're looking at years of appeals and potential modifications before any changes take effect. But one thing's clear: this marks a pivotal moment in how the US government approaches regulation of big tech companies. Thanks for tuning in to Mad Tech Daily Extra. You can read more on the Google v. DOJ case, with expert analysis from Matt Broughton, on exchangewire.com. I'm Dot, and I'll see you next time with more insights from the world of marketing and technology.